It's a manic Monday, Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. There's once upon a time where you would love to have been the Orioles general manager when things were absolutely rolling and you looked like the smartest man in baseball. I still think he's one of the smartest men in baseball, but things aren't rolling right now. And when they're not, you got to answer questions. And on Friday, he answered a lot of questions that Michael Elias to the media.
With the starting rotation, having injuries, and also starting so poorly and putting us in a bad spot because of that, you know, it is difficult to contend with that level of injuries. But even that aside, you know, they've had a poor start, and, you know, that's my responsibility. And I'm in charge of baseball operations, and, you know, when we have a bad record to start the year, that's my responsibility. But we are all working very hard, and we have a lot of faith in this very talented group. And piece by piece, step by step, we're going to get guys healthier. We're going to get guys performing more to their norms. If there's something that we can fix with a player, we're working on that. And I'm very optimistic and confident that we have a lot better baseball ahead, and we're going to play like the way that we should be this season.
Now, some would say it sounds like he's giving excuses, but Ed, listen, man, I mean, injuries are not an excuse. It's a reason.
It's an explanation. I mean, it's legitimate. I mean, it goes for every sport. When you get decimated by injuries like they have, I mean, what do we expect? Like, what are the expectations when your entire pitching rotation is out? I mean, certainly your top three pitchers. I mean, you're talking about Eflin, Bradish, and Grayson. What are we talking about here? It's been devastating. And then Westberg's out now, and, you know, Reyes is on the DL for a little bit, or IL, whatever it is now. It's one thing, you know, everyone has bumps and bruises during the season, but this has been, you know, unusual. And it's not an excuse. It's a reason. I love when people, they ask a question of someone, you know, what, then the answer is this. It's like, oh, he's just making excuses. It's not. It's a legitimate answer to your question. That's it.
Well,
Jeremy Kahn?
Yeah, look, I've said this before, and I don't expect people to agree with me. I keep getting called a homer and all these other things, and, but when you look at it, honestly, look at it, injuries are the reason that they're playing this poorly. Now, could they have not been hurt and played poorly? Sure. But people are looking for anything to take that victory lap to say, I told you so, even though, you know, hey, if you wanted him to sign Blake Snell, guess what? He's hurt. If you wanted him to sign Corbin Burns, guess what? He's hurt. Hell, even Garrett Crochet took a fastball off his nose last night, a 100-some-mile-an-hour line drive back at him that clipped his nose, and he stayed in the game. Garrett Crochet was the guy, but we don't know what the asking price was. But some Oriole fans will go, it doesn't matter. I'm not paying. Max Fried's pitching great right now. I'm not paying him for eight years.
Especially pitching. You know, and everyone, calling, you know, pitching matters, postseason pitching matters, pitching. Well, it's true. I mean, you look at the Orioles, they're at the very bottom of the league. Rockies, Orioles, Marlins, worst ERAs in the league, all over five. You know who the best are? Padres, Mets, Tigers. Where are those teams? Division leaders now. I mean, you know, 22, 23 win teams. It's like, it matters a lot. And all you have to do is look at it.
Give me your favorite show. You probably like that show because of the star, right?
Mm-hmm.
If that star is out, is that still your favorite show? The show's probably different. You take Will Smith off the Fresh Prince because maybe he was sick for a year, he had surgery, and all of a sudden everybody else tries to do the show. They're good, but now everybody's trying to step up to be Will Smith. And they can't because they're role players.
Mm-hmm.
They're co-stars. Show may not be the same.
Well, I
you
mean, put,
you bring Will Smith
can
back.
Give you the perfect example.
Go ahead.
So Roseanne was around for years, right?
There you go.
They relaunched the show. She said some political stuff. They killed her off the show. It's her show. Yep. I mean, they changed the name of the show to The Conners now,
right?
Which it still fits, but like, I don't know. I think the show was still successful.
It wasn't the same.
It's nowhere near the same. And that's the problem I have is like when you're looking at the Orioles. People want to be right more than they want the team to win. I mean, I'm seeing people saying it's just not fun watching this brand of baseball, and I agree with you. It's not fun watching this. This has been nonsense. But what team loses all those pitchers, and you named all the hitters, you started off the season without your best hitter, and then he's still coming back. Like, it's just, it's crazy to me when you look at it and people go, oh, it's not, I don't want to hear injuries. Then what do you want to hear? You want me to hear that you just want to hear you're right? Is that what you want to hear?
You're right. I'll just go back to the TV thing.
Yeah.
2.5 Men when Charlie Sheen.
There you go. Perfect. That actually happened. That show wasn't the same. I like Ashton Kutcher. I like him. He's a good guy.
Me too.
But he's not Charlie Sheen. Charlie Sheen was
at the Diddy parties. He might not be a good guy.
Yeah, how about that?
It was just a different show.
It was.
It was not nearly the same show.
Wasn't as funny. Wasn't as quick-witted, in my opinion. Because Charlie Sheen was very quick-witted. I mean, he had an answer before you finished what you were saying. And that's what I love about
perfect ass hat.
He's just
you know, that guy. And the whole show changed and didn't make any sense.
The show became nicer.
Yeah.
And it wasn't as edgy. Mm. Well, look at this lineup right now. Look at all the people. Look at this rotation. Well, you're missing Charlie Sheen and all these other guys. So, yeah, these guys, they can do what they do, but they can't do what the other guys who are injured do. They weren't supposed to. They weren't signed to do that. They're all just Band-Aids. You know, that's what they're doing right now. Mm-hmm. And they're not good enough to fill those. You got to have a number one, and you got to have a number two, and you got to have a number three. Those three guys are injured right now. So who's your number one? You don't have anybody. You don't have no one on your – Eflin's good enough to pose for number one while Bradish is recovering.
You know what?
Because I'm sorry, I don't care what you guys say that are listening. Kyle Bradish is the number one. You say anything you want – that kid is a number one.
How'd they get him? You remember? No. Anyway, I'm just.
Go ahead, tell us.
No.
Tell us.
We get to all these points when trades come down, and people are like, "Oh, he can't make good trades." We're going to talk about Kyle Stowers in a little bit, where everybody's going off over the weekend. You got to let stuff play out. And by the way, I'm not one of those guys. Just so I sound like I'm right, there was no place for Kyle Stowers here with the Orioles. The only way he was getting an opportunity was somebody to get hurt. And then he Wally Pips him. He gets in there and hits the hell out of the ball. He struggled when he went down to Miami. He's hitting great now. Norby's, hurt still, I believe. And when you look at the Marlins, he's going to be given every opportunity to prove that he doesn't belong in a lineup. He was never going to get that here. But I still want him to be successful. I hope the kid has a great career. But it's one of those things where, again, people are going to come to you and say, I told you this was going to happen. They didn't sign this guy. They didn't sign that guy. Well, tell me the guys right now, because when you look around the league, a lot of those pitchers got hurt. I'm listening to people when they talk about Pivetta, Eovaldi, you know, some of those guys that you could have brought in, but I think they felt comfortable with what they had in weathering the storm until Bradish got back.
Bradish was such a steal. I forgot how they got him. They traded freaking Dylan Bundy, and Kyle Bradish came in that package.
Who traded Dylan Bundy?
2019, Michael Eyes.
Okay.
I forgot who they traded. I knew he came here via trade. I'm like, who did they trade him for?
So there are two best.
Kyle Bradish. They got Kyle Bradish, Kyle Brnovich, Zach Peake, and Isaac Mattson. Those other three guys don't matter. They got Kyle Bradish.
Yeah, they said, thanks for coming out, guys.
Kyle Bradish ended up being better than Dylan Bundy ever was.
Yeah.
So, again, he ended up being what they thought they had in Dylan Bundy.
I know I sound like the total optimist and this homer or whatever, but I think I'm a realist when you look at it. The reason's there why they're this bad. It's injuries. That you may not like that answer,
but it is.
That's the answer.
We got some calls on hold. Mike Borda going to join us at 8:45. We're going to take your calls on the other side. 410-583-1057, Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. 8:18 in the a.m., Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Mike Elias spoke to the media on Friday and took some responsibility for how the season has started. With all of that being said, are you willing to accept that? He talked about the injuries as well, which I don't know how he takes responsibility for that. Let's go to Baltimore and get Mike. What's up, Mike?
Hey, how y'all doing this morning?
Doing good. Well. How are you?
All right. I'm willing to accept it. My only thing was just I thought that he could have went harder in the offseason to get something better than Morton. But, you know, I guess I don't know what – people were asking for the better pitchers.
I mean, Morton was a fallback option at the end.
Had the injuries at the beginning of the season.
It's not like they signed him before all these other guys were signed. It was, you know, there were some names out there. But at the end, we're going, what are they picking up at this point? And then they brought in Charlie Morton. I was surprised at the money they gave him. He got himself a bag for 1 year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And another thing, though, like I said, I've given the benefit of the doubt, you know, lies because of the injuries. But some of the now, y'all are the experts, the so-called experts, but it's not just fans. No, it's not just fans, but some of y'all peers, y'all expert peers, Let me
explain something to you. This is the most misled thing there is. You're not an expert because you have an opinion. You know what I mean? You may be an insider. You may be something like that. But who's an expert because they have an opinion? People who come off as experts because they have an opinion, those are the frauds. We have an opinion. My opinion is based on I'm with the team more than most, but it's still only my opinion. My opinion on the Ravens is based on what I see. So this whole expert thing, you know, come on. We're professionals. We're pros. But who's an expert at opinions?
What my opinion is, and I think it's an opinion, say we picked up the best pitcher in the, you know, say you picked up Crochet. If he's, you know, if people are going to point to him, how much better would this team be right now with him? I don't see it. Maybe a couple more wins. It's not the difference. You need a whole pitching staff. I mean, that's not going to change the fortunes of the team. It doesn't make him a World Series contender.
And for people saying it, too, like they had 10 starters at the beginning of the season. They were down to 3. All those guys got hurt. They had 12 options in the minor leagues, and 6 of them got hurt. Like, you know, potential options, I would say. There's a lot of injuries going on. People don't want to accept it as a reason. It is the first reason you should be giving of why this team is bad. I wanted you to re-sign Corbin Burns, and you didn't. That's what everybody was screaming, right?
Yeah.
Now Corbin Burns is hurt and out for a while, and he's got his strikeout rate is dropping significantly. Is anybody saying anything now? I'm not even saying they were right for not signing him because of that, what's going on right now. But that was one of the reasons, Rob, you and I said, hey, I don't know about signing this guy to a long-term deal because his strikeout rate is dropping.
All the numbers are dropping. All the numbers that suggest he's that dude were dropping.
And even with them dropping, he's still a good pitcher. Just not maybe worth 40-some million a year.
All those years that he asked for.
Yeah. And you got to look at some of the moves they made that people were outraged about, like Tony Tater. He's batting he's got an on-base percentage of .267.
Yep.
Like, you know, maybe they do know what they're doing.
Let's go to Centerville and get Steve. What's up, Steve?
Morning, fellas.
Morning.
I don't know if we're jinxed or not. The dumb fan question is, you know, what's the time in the calendar, the schedule for the season where this is really becomes critical? I just read that two of the ball girls need Tommy John surgery and both bat boys failed a steroid test. So at what point in the calendar is it like, okay, no crap. This is a problem. And I'll listen off there. Thanks.
Well, here I'm trying to look at again, it's way too early to be looking at anything. The Orioles are 5 games out of the playoff picture. It's May. Yeah. Like again,
at what point? Not now. That'd be my answer.
You know, at what point when they get near the trade deadline and they go, do we have a shot to make it or do we just bite the bullet and move some pieces we're not keeping?
Let's go to Baltimore and get Marcus. What's up, Marcus?
Darling.
Hey, what's going on, guys? How y'all doing?
Exactly. Doing well.
Working down there presents like a different fan delusion than anything. Like coming to like the stadium every day and like hearing my coworkers say, oh, we're not making the playoffs this year. I'm like, it's kind of early. You ought to be saying that. But my question is, like, do you guys think after we get back Bradish, Eflin, I have major air quotations in the air right now when I say Grayson Rodriguez. You think that's enough for us to get over a pitching hump? Because I know pitching is our major issue. And the what was the guy that we picked up as a reliever? Like when we get all those back, do you get all those back? Do y'all think that will be enough? Or
see, I don't know, Marcus, because just when you say pitching is the issue, I would tell you that Saturday – hitting was the issue. I think every night there seemed to be a different issue with this team. Pitching wasn't the issue Friday night. Also, when they gave up no runs and scored 3 runs. 3 runs was a problem. Thank God they gave up none. So then when you fast forward to Sunday, pitching's the issue. So in 2 out of 3 games, offense was the issue. They just got lucky on Friday because they gave up no runs. So I'm not sitting here and telling you that pitching is the issue.
And how about this? We talked about it this morning, Rob. The Texas Rangers fired their hitting coach, sent Jake Berger down, released Tavares.
Yeah.
Somebody can get him for like 4-point-something million. I don't know if you want him. They're doing all these things. Why? Because they have the 3rd-best ERA in baseball, and they can't hit for squat.
Exactly.
Now, Corey Seager's been out for a while, and he just came back. Maybe that'll help. They actually have a new leadoff hitter because Marcus Semien turned into trash. So I don't know, man. Like, you look at those teams. What happens if all that pitching comes back and the hitting's still not working? Should they have went out and got more bats?
remains to be seen. Let's go to Tim and Glen Burnie before we go to the break. What's up, Tim?
Morning, fellas. How's it going?
Doing well, man. How are you?
Good. So I totally agree. The first answer should be injuries when asked why this team this is
right
the way it is. But also, I just can't get past the fact the Orioles have been shut out 5 games this year.
Exactly.
So there needs there. You know, there's also an answer there with, you know, not just injuries. There's also we're not hitting the ball, and you know,
well, so
it is
let
what
me
it
say
is.
This though. What bats would they have been going after in the offseason outside of the only thing we were talking about was could you make your team better? We talked about Bregman going to third base, and then you jostle your lineup and where guys are playing, and there were rumors of Holiday possibly going to the outfield. Now,
I didn't, but some people wanted Paul Goldschmidt. I think a big part of Paul Goldschmidt's success is number 99.
Oh, there's no question. But, like, again, the bat that they didn't get, Santander, who everybody wanted, he's not hitting. Tyler O'Neill, they got him. He got hurt, just like he always does. But they got him on the cheap. I mean, when you look at what they paid for him, and I know people don't care about what you're paying for someone, but at some point,
you got to care.
They're going to bite the bullet and spend. They're going to have to, because I think Rubenstein's going to tell them they have to.
I think Tim, to Tim's defense, and if I can speak for Tim, he's kind of doing what I just did. I'm not saying they should have signed anybody. I'm just telling you it's a problem.
Yeah.
You know, I don't, and I think that's kind of where Tim was coming from. I'm not saying I would, as anybody I would have signed, but I'm telling you the guys that I expected to produce are not producing.
Yes. And the reason you believe that is because it's true, because the same people that are here now that were here last season when they had the second most run scored in the season right after the Yankees. They were the most prolific run-scoring team in the American League, except for New York.
And
so why would you think differently when the same people came back?
Well, I was going to say to you, Robin, so far, like, how many different guys in this lineup have missed? Mm-hmm. How many guys do you expect to be part of your lineup missed a portion of time because of an injury?
True.
Most of them.